Is this a new thing for you, this sort of public speaking in a big theater like this? Or are you somebody who's stage prone?
I am on Mass Appeal. I'm a regular guest on Mass Appeal.
Shout out to our buddy Danny New.
Yeah, yay Danny. In that respect, I've never really gotten up in front of a big, huge audience. I'm more afraid of getting up there and trying to adjust the mic stand than I am to speak in front of the...
Why does that make you so afraid? Let's go psychological on that. What's there to be afraid of?
Well,
I'm doing it right now on the radio.
People can't see this, but Kathy's really short.
Uh-huh. I am. I'm always after the tallest person. I get out there and then I got to lower this thing.
I'm going to introduce you probably, so I could adjust it for
okay,
you.
Okay, good. Oh. Well, we'll have to talk about that a little later, okay?
Time for our local hero spotlight with Devon Whitney Deal from CESA, the local hero folks, and Kathy Kappa from Auntie Kathy's Kitchen in Agawam. And Kathy, you are one of the speakers at Field Notes this Sunday at the Academy of Music, an afternoon of storytelling that will be delightful for anyone who wants to attend to hear about stories from our local agricultural community, and B, will be a nice distraction for me to not have to think about doing the march for the food bank the next day and just listen to some wonderful stories.
It will absolutely tap into your emotions too, make you laugh, make you cry.
Yeah, that's what happened last time. So it really was a great distraction for me personally, and I heard many good things about the event in general. So without ruining your story, what story will you be telling on Sunday, Kathy?
My story is about life and the ups and downs of farms and food. And like Devon said, you'll laugh, you'll cry. You want to see it again and again and again.
It's hard. You know, you have very, very bright pink lipstick on right there.
I do.
And wonderful nerd glasses. And so they're just the visual of you alone is a story in and of itself that I am sure is going to be incredible on stage at the Academy of Music. So talk to me a little bit about Auntie Kathy's Kitchen. Whose auntie are you? Everybody's?
My niece actually named to the business when she was 8 years old. There was a bunch of adults sitting around a table when I started my little bakery. Everybody's scratching their heads and they're like, what do we name this? And little Lida peeps up and says, let's call it Auntie Kathy's. And everybody's like, duh. Okay.
What are you doing there at Auntie Kathy's Kitchen?
At Auntie Kathy's Kitchen, we are a dedicated gluten and allergy-free bakery. Hmm. And we use a ton of local farms and we make really, really fresh food. And a lot of people come to us because we are a dedicated gluten-free bakery. And we also have a lot of really good vegan specials. People just really like to be able to come in and have choices and options.
Monty, as a person who is not gluten-free, I can just tell you this. I go to Auntie Kathy's Kitchen and I'll eat whatever she gives me. It is all delicious and I can't tell the difference, to be honest.
Tell me about why you wanted it to be a dedicated gluten-free place.
I was baking just regular and people would come to me. This is back in like 2004. People would come in and be like, do you make gluten-free stuff? And I was like, what's that?
What's gluten?
What is gluten? I was kind of like scratching my head and I'm like, you know, I've never done this, but this could be something interesting. So I started making gluten-free breads and putting them in little Ziploc baggies and handing them out to the people that had asked me. And I was like, here, try this, see if you like it. And it's been very interesting for me because there is a science to baking and there is a big science to gluten-free baking. So over the years, I just kind of took all of my recipes and transform them magically into gluten-free recipes. And the results has been amazing. Most locations I've had have either been part gluten-free and part not gluten-free, but because of cross-contamination issues, I just decided to go full boat, totally dedicated gluten-free. And it's great because when you can see a one-year-old kid that can come in and have a birthday cake that has no gluten, no soy, no eggs, no dairy, and the mom is just so happy, it's really kind of what motivates me to keep this going.
Absolutely.
See, I mean, can you even imagine that beautiful story she just said, what she's going to be like on Sunday?
You're laughing and crying.
I got a little
you're
going
to want to hear
truly,
it again.
Field Notes is so inspirational, and it's amazing how you get to know somebody in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, just from their story, you feel like, I know this person, you care about them, you know so much of their life because of what they're conveying.
Kathy Kappa from Auntie Kathy's Kitchen in Agawam. She's one of the speakers at Field Notes this Sunday at the Academy of Music, an afternoon of storytelling. And Devon Whitney Deal from CESA, the local hero folks, who are presenting Field Notes. And you can buy tickets through their website at buylocalfood.org.